Pope Francis has celebrated Mass in front of tens of thousands of pilgrims in Havana's Revolution Square as part of his 9-day trip to Cuba and the United States, his first visit to the two nations since he was installed at the Vatican 2 years ago. The Argentine pontiff played a key role in brokering the rapprochement between Cuba and the US late last year, a move not everyone in Washington is pleased about and one that could cause friction during his visit. North America correspondent Stephanie March reports.
Under the gaze of a giant mural of Cuban revolutionary Che Guevara, devout pilgrims waited for hours in the tropical heat to hear the first Latin American pope speak to them in their own language. Pope Francis spoke about serving the poor, a message that resonated with Cubans like Julio Baez. This is a privilege to be with a pope who fights against poverty, who's seeking an end to the blockade, he says. Pope Francis played a key role in ending 5 decades of hostility between the US and Cuba by holding secret diplomatic talks at the Vatican last year. Since then, the two nations have come a very long way. Diplomatic relations have been restored, and the Obama administration plans to ease trade and banking restrictions to allow US companies to open offices in Cuba. When President Obama announced the normalization of relations in December, he gave special thanks to Pope Francis.
I want to thank His Holiness Pope Francis, whose moral example shows us the importance of pursuing the world as it should be, rather than simply settling for the world as it is.
But not everyone in Washington is grateful, including some Republican presidential candidates who disagree with the White House's move to bring Cuba in from the cold. New Jersey Governor and Roman Catholic Chris Christie is one of them.
I just think the Pope was wrong. And so the fact is that his infallibility is on religious matters, not on political ones.
When the Pope arrives in the US on Tuesday, his visit might produce some awkward moments for political leaders. He's due to give a speech to a joint session of Congress. Both liberals and conservatives will want to be seen to be supporting the incredibly popular spiritual leader. But if his remarks include politically charged topics like his past criticisms of capitalism, support for increasing Cuba-US ties, and calls to safeguard the planet from climate change, it could be difficult for some to do so. And while the pontiff may be causing a stir here in the US before he's even arrived, in a rare English message, he's tried to remind the faithful that his visit is not about the politics, but about the people.
I will be there because you will be there. See you in Philadelphia.
This is Stephanie March in Washington reporting for AM.